We've spent this week of the new year listening to some of the best releases of 2008, and now NPR's Robin Hilton gives us his pick for the best unknown music of the past year.
I think that 2008 was a particularly strong year for great unknown artists. Of course, the larger, more established bands continue to get the most attention for their music, but it was really the smaller, lesser-known bands that made the most memorable music of the year. And out of all of the great unknown artists that I listened to this year, there was one that clearly stood out against all the others. It's a band called Sun Lux. That's S-O-N-L-U-X. It's essentially just one guy. His name is Ryan Lott, and he's from New York. And by day, he writes music for dance companies and actually radio and television ads. And this year, he put out an absolutely astonishing record called At War with Walls and Mazes. Ryan Lott says that he considers himself a hip-hop producer, and he pieced together this album over the course of 4 years, from 2004 to 2008, using little bits and pieces of recordings that he's gathered over the years. And he ended up with this record that just has this extraordinary range of energy and emotion. Each song seems to tell a story. There's this very definite narrative arc, and they really take you on this journey. At one moment, they may be very solitary and very quiet. And then, without any warning at all, they'll just erupt into this grand, epic, and sweeping, majestic music that just, it's really like getting kicked in the stomach, but I mean that in absolutely the best way possible. The thing that's really interesting about Sun Lux is that it's an album that the artist made by himself in a home studio. But on the other hand, it has this huge sound at times. And it's this sort of push and pull in the music of Sun Lux that makes it stand out against all the other great unknown artists of 2008. Where have all the wicked gone? Is there no one to condemn?
Robin Hilton's full list of the best unknown albums of the year and our critics' choices for the best music of 2008, go to nprmusic.org.